Trigger warning. Suicide.
Assalamualaikum, good day, good tentak and welcome to Sembah Sampai Terbang. Macam biasa.
Hamzah kalau tak pernah tak terencat tak sah tu.
Babi. Aku gak kena.
IQ.
Hey dah you dah. Guys.
Would so damn, it's been a while, Syed. Since our last recording, our last episode, Intonasi juga, which is
2 tahun.
Takde. Nearly a year tau.
Really?
So last episode kita is on October.
Almost a year already.
Almost a year, like around 11 months macam tu kot.
We are
really taking our time for a break, huh?
Yeah. It was a good break.
Kita orang tak cakap pun kita orang taking a break. Tiba-tiba terus je.
Tapi aku ada cakap hari tu dekat dalam IG. Sebab apa? Kita akan work on season 2 tapi don't know when. Kita orang tak berani jamin. Macam tu lah, aku cakap macam tu lah.
Hiatus.
So we are back, but not for second season lah. This will be Sembang Sampai Terbang lah. Benda pun dah lama tak buat Sembang Sampai Terbang ni. We'll just doing it for short.
Yang terbangnya kita orang.
Mm-mm. Yang sembangnya dia.
Hamzah saja.
Apa sah tu?
Dah macam tu.
Pup. Udah aku diam dulu. Aku clueless apa benda dulu. Apa salah aku sih? Yeah.
Sebab tu lah aku
macam babi. Fuck off babi.
Well, for the very first time ever, kita buat podcast face to face. Complete berempat. Sakit is here also with us. So it is such a one of the moments yang kita tak boleh nak lupakan. Cewa tipu lah. So yeah, kita berempat buat face to face recording. For the very first time. Sebab sebelum ni bertiga je, Sakit online. And now sekarang Sakit dah ada. Say something lah bro.
Okay. Good to be back. A rare opportunity.
Very opportunist. Opportunist, yeah. Optimistic about it.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah,
good to be back.
Yeah, we're moving on. So what are we going to talk about on Sembang Sampai Terbang? On this segment, kita akan cakap. Kita tak akan cakap pasal PRN apa semua, benda-benda yang latest. Aku pun penat dengan politik. So kita akan
bukan kau je penat, aku pun penat.
Ya, semua orang penat dengan politik.
So aku elok.
Hah?
Kau tipu. Jangan tipu lah.
Laughter after saying
lajau.
Laughter means fake already.
Aku lelek.
Tak apa. Stay optimist eh. Bagus. So yeah, we are not going to talk about all of that. Tapi kita akan buat a new new content lah. So macam
old content but new.
But old but new.
Apa benda sial ni? This is so out of place sial. Okay, we are going to read Reddit page ke? Orang panggil?
Reddit post.
So Kita orang akan baca this one specific Reddit post called MID Asshole. So basically MID Asshole ni
kau tak berguna lah sangat.
Bukan, dia macam orang ceritakan pasal dia punya situation apa semua, and then dia akan tanya redditors lah kat sini untuk bagi komen sama ada
sedar diri atau tak,
whether they are an asshole or not.
Saya kata sedar diri atau tak.
Sedar diri atau tak. Cerita lebih kurang lah. So kat sini aku akan bagi tiga kot. At least lah, tiga cerita lah. Sebab macam terlalu panjang sangat. Ada yang macam terlalu panjang, ada yang macam terlalu pendek. So aku akan get rid one of it lah. So yep. Ikhwan Sarsi eh. So yeah, without further ado, let's start. Okay. So for the first, okay macam ni, aku akan cerita, aku akan baca based on the Reddit post, and korang bertiga akan judge lah whether he is an asshole, whether they are an asshole or not. Contoh. So
aja kalau aku cakap dia bukan asshole tapi sebenarnya dia asshole,
bagilah specific answer. I mean like specific reason kenapa kau state macam tu.
Aku cakap kau yang dia asshole.
Okay, so lah like, for the first first post.
Apa bab? Apa tu?
Okay. First post. Okay.
Aku nanya.
Am I the asshole for only buying a car for my youngest? My wife and I have 5 kids. Male 31 years old, male 27 years old, male 23 years old, and male 17 years old. Also a female 16 years old. Yes, we were trying for a daughter. I love all of my kids very much, but my daughter is just different. She is extremely kind and caring. She is the one who always remembers my birthday and always saves up her money to buy me a very thoughtful gift. When I get sick, she makes sure I stay in bed and does all my chores for me and makes soup. She is the one telling me she loves me every day. And if I'm away from home, she nags about how much she misses me. She is just the sweetest kid on earth. She does the same things for my oldest son, as well as who loves to spoil his baby sister. Yesterday was her sweet 16. And my oldest and I bought a car for her to thank her for the things she does for us. She was over the moon. I need to add that I didn't do the same for the rest of them for multiple reasons, including 1. I couldn't afford it on my own, and my oldest didn't want to help for the rest of them. 2. I have a better financial situation compared to before. 3. She is my baby. Well, let's just say it didn't go well. My second son is extremely mad at me and thinks I'm an asshole. My third son was very indifferent and said he would have liked a car too, but it's fine. My fourth son just asked my daughter if he can use it sometimes, to which she answered yes, and then he was okay with it. Was I the asshole here? Considering that my second son is the only one throwing a tantrum over this. So guys, aku rasa benda ni macam cerita ni more or less related towards to one of us at least.
Agree.
So okay, Sakya, what's your thought about it?
Straight to the point. Yes, he is the asshole.
Why so?
Because okay, as much as he loved the daughter, but he could not sacrifice the love for the sons as well. Because when he buy something, say for a car for a daughter, right? Mm-hmm. He should at least get something for the other sons. It's not only to save his own skin, his own face in the family, but it's giving those outside the family a very bad impression of him, taking sides. Because how would others feel, or how the friends or relatives feel when they see him to only buy a car for the daughter, but not the sons?
Mm.
It's a very bad impression on him.
So kat sini pun ada, one of the redditors pun ada comment, and he, I don't know, they emphasize that this one sentence: yes, we were trying for a daughter. You are the asshole for this, as well as everything else. I'm sure boys 2, 3 and 4 have picked up on the fact over the years that you didn't want them, and now you proved it to them. Don't be surprised when you don't hear them much in the future. So basically macam, yeah, bila dia cakap yes, we were trying for a daughter, it's just like macam,
it's clear cut already.
What about the previous, that the middle child of the middle son of UN? So macam, well, like
it was a mistake.
No, it was considered a surplus. Oh,
it's like a backup only. It's
yeah, like a backup. More like a surplus. Yeah. Macam, well, we got another boy. We start again. So, and aku boleh cakap memang very bias, I would say.
And not only that, you know, you're giving the boys an impression that they're not wanted in the family, and this will traumatize them for life, you know. Even though you don't see it that way, but it really traumatizes them for life. Because, I mean, the boys have to grow up like not being loved, and that really haunts them, really affects them mentally next time.
So, aku rasa, yeah, memang...
Basically, ini adalah contoh family yang tak adil lah.
Pilih kasih lah.
Pilih kasih, correct.
One-sided.
So, bagi kau ni, having a family that is, I would say your family, your parents treat each of your siblings equally. And how would you feel about this?
I tak tahu lah sebab, ni dia, this one, dia tak cerita dalam sangat macam mana anak-anak yang lain ni kan. Sebab yang ni, yang apa, yang op ni, dia cerita pasal anak sulung dia, and then dia youngest daughter saja. Dia tak cerita pasal anak dia lain. So aku tak tahu anak apa, tak tahulah nak nak conclude lah, because he didn't tell the whole story kan.
But the thing is like, okay, benda yang berkait sebab macam ni kan. Okay, ada reason tau kenapa dia tak beli, I mean like that kind of present towards the middle child.
He has no money.
They have no money, and he also like emphasize here that his first son, his first son, macam tak nak, tak mampu nak nak share the money untuk beli present untuk the middle children. So aku macam, kalau aku tak mampu, then tak payah beli kereta lah.
Can buy something less, right?
Tahu lah.
Basikal lah. Paling tak tahu basikal.
Yeah. Like, you think a miskin person to buy a Ferrari, you really can't afford, why must you buy?
Betul.
Just to show your love for a daughter. There's other ways to do this, you know.
And then you expect your oldest son to help.
I'm the oldest son, I would say never.
Because the original post said, I have a better financial situation compared to before. They should have just like buy it with their own money, right?
Yeah.
Without expecting the oldest brother to pay the half of it.
Right.
That's pretty much an asshole, like, this guy.
Because even you see the comments, mostly it's always, you're the asshole. I don't think I've seen anyone that say that he's not the asshole. Almost every comments blaming on the guy.
Yeah. So guys, ini pun ada tulis kat, like, yeah, they also emphasize the we are trying for a daughter. It is a great way to start this. Definitely don't read like she was going to be your favorite the second she was born. And then I need to yang pasal cak, I need to add up, I didn't do the same for the rest of them. The reason kenapa dia tak buat the same as the rest of them, yang dia cakap couldn't afford it on my own, my older didn't want to have for the rest of them, and yada yada. Dia jawab, your other son is only 1 year older. A real fuck you to him. Even if the majority of the kids aren't complaining, the amount of clear favoritism is ridiculous. Kinda comes off as you don't love your other kids as much because they aren't girls. You're the asshole. Yeah. Makes sense.
There's one comment by Pitiful Cheetah 7565. You're the asshole. You admitted she's the only child you wanted when you tried keeping her. And now she's only sweet because she knows that she'll be born with wearing diamonds and tiara and has a shrine dedicated to her. Which is correct, actually.
Yeah, makes sense. Memang betul-betul, they really, really, like, give a lot of love towards the daughter instead of the other children.
And then blindsided the others. Yeah. Aku rasa macam ni lah, aku macam boleh relate sikit lah, sebab aku anak sulung kan. And then adik-beradik aku quite lazy lah. Especially the second one lah. So bila aku jadi anak sulung, so family aku expect aku untuk okay, kejap adik kau solat tu semua. And then kenapa kau tak solat adik kau ni, kenapa kau tak. So bila aku macam, aku dah macam give up kan, untuk push adik-beradik aku untuk suruh dorang buang sampah, bersihkan sinki, and then bersihkan lantai, bersihkan tandas tu semua. Bila aku buat sendiri kan, tu kenapa kau tak ajak adik kau sekali tu? Faham tak?
Faham.
Kau tak ada hati aku waktu tu moment lah. Aku nak ambil baseball bat kat atas almari aku tu, aku kepuk kepala siap seorang tu. Nak tarik kaki dorang, aku gantung dorang kat kipas kau tak masa tu. Like literally betul. Ni memang ada hati aku.
The struggles, so, you know.
So dah bertahun-tahun kot, dorang dah besar dah macam okay. Kau dah tahu tandas ni kan, macam ni kan, bersihkan lah kan. Well, macam aku pun ya, kadang-kadang malas juga kan. Tapi tu kadang-kadang ya, macam you are supposed to know your responsibility. Okay, kau dah tahu pakaian kotor ni penuh, masukkanlah dalam apa, dalam washing machine tu semua kan, dia basuh tu semua kan. It's just a simple part. Tapi well, awak macam mana kan, kau masuk bilik terus main game, then terus bawah makan. Okay nanti, and then macam lama macam tu.
Amin dalam diam brutal tu.
I mean being the oldest child memang takes a big part lah. Macam
yeah, it does.
But kau paling tua kan, and you need to get your shit together at the same time to, you know, set to defend your, or maybe like handle your younger siblings.
Your parents set the expectation for you to become an example for the rest of them.
Betul.
But struggles
likewise. Not everything that you can do is perfect, right?
Yeah.
Not everything that can become an example.
So yeah.
So macam the yang op ni. So just share story, and then nampak sangat blindsided. Ada macam okay, yang the boys kan, dia nampak dalam POV dia nampak yang just dia punya daughter je buat kerja tu semua kan. How about the others? Aku rasa the blindsided the others tu, so macam dia tak perasan lah yang lain tu buat kerja.
Yeah, they don't see it.
Kau dah tak cerita. Idea dia sahaja buat tak tahu ataupun ni. Sebab kadang-kadang parents ni kadang-kadang ataupun sesiapa lah kan, dia suruh orang ke, mulut memang keluar kan, like macam bagi arahan sana tu tu semua kan. Tapi bila sampai dekat golden child yang the youngest daughter kan, okay dia bagi perhatian, oh aku nampak dia buat kerja, nampak dia kerja kan. Tapi padahal waktu yang the boys yang lain tu buat kerja, dia tak tengok pula kan.
At least apa yang diorang buat pun also for the good of the family juga kot. Tapi kenapa they don't get the credit that they deserve to
yeah,
be
exactly.
Macam tu lah. Plus okay, pasal kereta kan, aku tahu kalau kat US untuk kau dapat lesen kereta tu around 16 years old kau dah dapat lah lesen. Tapi aku rasa the middle child you need to prioritize lah, to give the car to the Nia middle child lah.
Paling-paling tahu motorcycle lah.
Yeah, at least a motorcycle. Tapi kat US kan diorang tak emphasize sangat motorcycle, and dia orang
motor cars.
So yeah. So yeah, this guy is an asshole.
Okay.
Yeah, moving on to the next story. Am I the asshole for telling my wife she no longer has an excuse to not work?
Interesting.
Okay. My wife and I had our first child 2 years ago, a beautiful little girl. My wife and I agreed that her being a stay-at-home mom was worth it, and I can sustain the household on my income. I started to notice about a year in she was getting overwhelmed and asked what I could to help. She claimed to be fine, but I started to price around childcare options. Spoke with friends, family and colleagues looking for any suggestion, recommendations and resources. That is when my boss told me our job has childcare benefits. Awesome. I start the paperwork, get the approval and got put on a wait list. I brought it up with my wife. We toured the place with our daughter. She loved it. About 4 months, a spot opened up and our daughter is now in daycare. It is run in the same office building I work at, so it is super convenient. I drop her off when I head to work and pick her up when I leave. Perfect. Here's where the issue arrives. My wife is not doing anything. We split the household chores. That is how it was in my family growing up, and I find cleaning and cooking relaxing, so I am fine with it. That being said, my wife has not done much with her day since our daughter started daycare. I understand adjustments take time. That being said, the original agreement was for her to be a stay-at-home mom. With our daughter in daycare, not being rude staying home to be a mom is not happening. I brought up the million-dollar question. When are you going back to work? This may have been a miscalculation on my part, but I figured I am in this deep. Let's see it to the end. She gave me a glare of death and tried to change the subject. I kindly interjected. Not trying to push you, but practically speaking, I told her that she was no excuse to not be working. This was my tactical error. She blew up. Thankfully, during this daughter was at my parents' house, so she did hear and see the yelling. We went back and forth using the classic lines from both sides of the camp. She used the good husband provides the option for their wife to stay home. I said, if you want to be, then either watch our daughter or do the housework. Your being home is not a free pass to do nothing. She clapped back with your co-workers' wives to get to stay at home and do nothing. I told her I agree, but they have cheated on their wives, want me to start doing that? I'm sure you piece together the rest. Okay.
So simplify dia just sini je lah. Dia punya wife dia is not working at home. It's not working, and then lepak kat rumah je, and then dia punya daycare, dia hantar anak dia orang dekat daycare child, and then yang kutip anak dia and then bawa balik ulang-alik
tu
semua
by husband.
So basically the wife has nothing to do lah.
Yeah.
Housework, chore semua tak buat.
Nothing to do.
Like going kaki ke rumah.
So what's the function of her being the stay-at-home mother?
That's the thing. That's the question here.
That's the thing.
Yes.
So in my decision, my conclusion, the husband is not there. So lah. The wife is the one.
Yeah, do.
Because kat sini
basically wife dia ambil benefit dia. Do.
Because he stay. Okay. What are you not doing your work? And at least basically do the housework chores lah. Kan?
She's doing nothing.
Like, yeah, like right now she's doing nothing. And then for their daughter and hantar dekat daycare challenge, yang ambil pulang balik tu semua is just the husband doing the job, not the wife. So macam quite weird juga.
pula. Aku macam what the heck.
But you can see all the comments. Everyone saying he's not the asshole. All the comments.
I mean like, bukan. I mean like, dia banyak buat kerja dia kot.
Overloaded actually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like the first comment said, not the asshole. She wants you to take on the 1950s role as a sole provider of the for the family, but finds the role of 1950s housewife insulting. She can have her cake and eat it too. She either does 80% plus of the household chores or she gets a job. Wow, yeah, makes sense. I mean, like, we are living in 2023. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Different world.
The thing is, they want the husband to. She wants the husband to be the sole provider of the family, but she didn't give it back as being a housewife. She is.
Yeah.
If she want to be a stay-at-home mother, so much. It's a bit ridiculous. Macam, you are not doing anything good here. I mean, like, even though you are a wife, you should have at least a role in the house.
Yeah.
So, macam, berat sebelah tu, sangat tak adil.
You can imagine how the husband feel. He has to do everything while the wife doing nothing.
Yeah. So what's the point of doing that?
Tak pun lah. Apa, suami dia buat macam-macam lah. Tiba-tiba, perempuan tu pergi cheat pula belakang dia.
Itu lagi
cibai lu.
Itu dalam komen dia kata.
Itu one of the worst shit ever lah kalau dengar.
I think this where we shouldn't blame the husband if he like just erupted, this burst exploded.
Yeah,
duh. We don't blame him for this.
So basically, this guy is not an asshole lah.
No,
he's not. Because
he's doing his part, doing his best.
Because it's a shared responsibility, not a one-sided responsibility.
It should be the wife who's the asshole.
Yeah, and then the wife give a reason. Oh, your co-worker's friend's wife is also doing the same thing. And then blah blah blah. And then the husband said, "Oh, so you want me to cheat on you with the others, something like that?" That's what his co-worker's friend did.
Wait, memang gila. Dia orang bergaduh, arguing.
The chance of dapat NTR tu higher.
the chances to get NTR is quite big.
What's NTR? Just make it.
Yeah. Netorare. Kakol.
Get stolen.
Kakol. Yeah.
Adultery. Yeah, senang kata. Adultery.
Oh my.
So yeah. Then so this guy. So on to the next story. Okay, story ni agak panjang sebab dia macam bercabut. Dia macam continuous tau.
Yeah.
Dia bersambung. Tak, yang this current one. Sebab aku semalam lah baca. Like, what the fuck? This is such a... Macam, it's a tragic story at the end lah. Am I the asshole for making my girlfriend leave the country?
Leave the country?
So basically, this guy is having a relationship with a transfer student.
Transfer student.
From outside country. Foreigner lah, basically. This is my first time posting on Reddit, so forgive my errors or if the format is weird. I also can't give too many details as my girlfriend and a lot of close friends are avid Redditors. I, 28-year-old male, have been dating my girlfriend, 27-year-old female, for 5 years. We met in college, where she was an international student. She started working after graduating while I'm currently doing my master's. Her company was sponsoring her visa until they got bought out and she got laid off. She was given a limited time to find a new employer to sponsor her a new visa, and it really stressed her out. She was applying for jobs every day and did a lot of interviews but unfortunately wasn't able to get an offer. She really wanted to stay since she loves the place and I would still be here in the country. While I was out with a buddy, he suggested that I sponsor her visa since we have been in a relationship for quite some time. I love her and I didn't want to see her so stressed out. I told her about the idea. She was hesitant at first. She said she didn't want me to think that she was with me so I could be her way to a permanent residence / citizenship to the country. I wanted her to stay and I wanted to do it. We consulted an immigration consultant and decided to do paperwork on our own. She was the one who mostly looked into the stuff we needed to prepare. She still applied for jobs but not as urgently as she used to. It took a while since we never really had anything joint. We lived together and just split the bills on our own. She had enough saved up to be okay for a while. I had to fill out some paperwork to be her sponsor and I felt uneasy about it. I did want her to stay, but it felt like it was too much. Eventually, she was done with her part and all that was left was mine. I finally told her that I didn't want to go through it. She was very upset and she asked why. I told her that I suggested the idea because I didn't want to see her stressed out all the time, and that I eventually realized that I shouldn't have to be responsible for her. For fuck's sake. We had a long talk where I told her that I still want to be in a relationship with her, but I just don't want to be forced to be responsible for her. She said she felt very hurt by what I said. Things changed, and she didn't really talk to me after. She kept applying for jobs and attending interviews, but eventually her visa expired. Before she left, I told her I love her and that I would really want her to come back. However, she told me that she sees me differently after the things I told her. It has been a few weeks since he left. I miss her cooking, her presence, and being able to spend time with her. I still want a future with her. However, our close friends have been telling me that I was an asshole. I disagree, and I think they are biased. So, here I am asking what Reddit thinks. Am I the asshole?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is quite simple. Girlfriend dia,
orang luar.
Orang luar. Luar daripada luar negara. So, tempat yang dia currently works at, the girl, is about to let her off. Maksudnya dia akan dibuang kerja lah. So dia ada dalam masa beberapa bulan untuk dia cari employer yang sanggup sponsor dia for visa. Okay. She tried to find any jobs, applying any jobs, having an interviews, but to no avail, nothing. And one of the boyfriends punya kawan suggested like, why don't the boyfriend try to sponsor her? That. So the boyfriend tell the girlfriend lah. At first perempuan tu macam
susah hati lah.
Dia hesitate, macam tak nak menyusahkan lah. Dia tak nak menyusahkan boyfriend tu.
Tapi sebab boyfriend dia push,
boyfriend dia push,
So she go for it,
do all the paperwork and such. In the middle of the process, this guy was very macam tiba-tiba jadi bangang lah.
Turn 180. Oh, I don't want to do this crap anymore.
Paling kimak kata apa. The reason kenapa aku suggest ni sebab aku tak nak kau stress. Pada bapak dia.
Kau yang push dia jadi stress. Tiba-tiba kau pula yang tak nak. And then apa? Okay, aku tak nak responsible kau sebab aku tengok kau stress sangat. So macam aku rasa macam tak nak apa? Kongsi.
But the thing is, you do it, you already did it halfway. Yes. Yeah.
Tak, masalahnya yang perempuan tu dia dah siap paperwork dia. Bagian lelaki tu je tinggal bangang tu.
Kau bayangkan macam kau nak kahwin, perempuan tu dah settle dia punya hal. Kau tiba-tiba, eh aku rasa tak yakin lah dengan perkahwinan kita. Macam tu, peluang.
Bro, come on. Ayo.
Padahal penat perempuan tu dah settle ke paperwork. Tantang tiga kali ganda ni kertas paperwork ni daripada kau lah. Sebab kau lokal lah.
Dah penat dah tu undang semua tu kan.
Dan last minute kau cancel that plan. Macam bodoh.
What the fuck?
I was curious, what was he thinking? Why he suddenly changed his mind?
Okay.
Dia kata dia tanya, apa? Dia tanya
macam burden
dia, dia tak nak want to share paksa dia responsible.
He doesn't want to take
responsibility.
The responsibility. Sebab by the time kau dah sponsor orang tu, you have the responsibility to, you know, to make sure that
keep her there.
Contoh.
Oh.
Tapi sebelum dia bagi suggestion kat girlfriend dia, kenapa dia tak fikir dulu?
But the first place it was his girlfriend, what? Bukannya some nobody tu
exactly.
Tak?
Exactly. Not only that, if you really love her, you have helped her a lot. Try your best to help her.
Tak, pasal girlfriend dia pun dah cakap awal. Girlfriend dia cakap, betul ke ni? Betul-betul nak ni kan? Sebab apa? Sebab benda ni kira macam huge responsibility.
Huge, yeah.
The girlfriend has asked the boyfriend first, are you really sure you want to do this kan? And then the boyfriend lah, no, stay here.
Dia benda ni terjadi sebab apa? Nafsu. Dia nafsu, fikir nafsu kan. Dia lupa tau dia punya dia punya consequences dia. Dia punya.
But regardless of the consequences, right, it's her girlfriend though.
Itu just
girlfriend.
Masalah that's the thing. Tapi dah kenapa dia fikir dia tak nak bertanggungjawab atas apa benda. What the fuck.
And then dia tanya balik, kenapa
am I the memang asshole lah, bodoh. So, kau lah paksa. Kau paksa girlfriend kau buat benda-benda, application tu semua atas nama kau. And then kau
tak, masalahnya perempuan tu awal-awal tu dah hesitant.
Dia tahu sebab dia hesitant sebab dia tahu apa dia punya konsekuensi tu.
Kan kesukses lah, dia punya how big responsibility is lah kan.
Okay, dekat dalam komen ni, one of the comments said, dude, you literally suggested it to her.
Made her go through all the work.
Sebab dia dah push the application. The boyfriend push the girlfriend.
This decided to retract. Do you realize the whole time she was filling out this application thinking you were going to help, she could have continued the job search? Her job search? What a waste of time. Just say you want her as a live-in mate forever until you realize you actually had some responsibility to take. Damn, you're the asshole. Yeah, betul lah. So macam, okay, even dia cakap kat sini, in the end pun dia cakap apa lah.
Dia rindu.
I miss her cooking, her presence, and being able to spend time with her. What the fuck, bro? Kau
facepalm in that guy.
Macam tu kan, kau cakap baik the boyfriend tu pergi dekat negara perempuan dia terus.
I mean like, you are not treating the girlfriend, he's not treating the girlfriend as a girlfriend. Technically as a housewife. Maid or something.
Bukan housewife lah.
Like a maid, yeah. Like a maid.
Slave lah. More like.
Tapi kat sini, yeah, tapi kat sini dia ada edit lah. Dia ada update. Cakap, I have read through a lot of comments and everyone seems to think I am the asshole here. To those asking what my responsibilities would be, I would have to be financially responsible for her for 3 years. If she gets any government assistance or social welfare, I would have to pay it back. I also can't sponsor anyone else until the 3 years have passed. Also, I listed what I missed about her in no particular order. I listed that I miss her cooking first, but it doesn't mean I don't miss her. To the people who said I'm probably an immigrant too, what does that have to do with anything? My parents moved to where we are now, so here I am. I still stand by what I said. No one I know has to do anything like this. It just doesn't feel normal. I would want to eventually have a home with her, but I don't think anyone should have to be responsible for another person's decisions or their circumstances. It's just gaslighting if you convince someone that they should be. I don't know if anyone will see this edit since it has been a few days. I have updates, so I'll probably do a separate post about it when I have time.
Ayo. Weh, nampak sangat tak sedar diri lah. I think he doesn't realize that he's the asshole.
He doesn't realize, yeah.
Dia tak sedar.
So yeah, actually he's the asshole.
He's writing the things that he should have thought very slowly.
Dia still kepala batu lagi lah.
It's like a very sudden change, you know, for the girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Kalau aku rapat dia, aku cakap, okay, kau cuba pergi, kau rindu sangat dia. Kau pergi dekat negara, you go to her country and then try to make it work it out. Applying for visa and then try to make your girlfriend cancel that visa plan. And then when he comes back to his country and ask him again, how do you feel right now?
What the fuck, bro, this guy.
And then cakap, oh, I have to sponsor her for like 3 years, eh? 3 months. 3 years, eh? But bro, it's your girlfriend that you are like 90% to 80% to 90% that you are gonna try to marry her, right?
Yeah, still he's trying to divorce within the 3 years.
Dia nampak sangat penting di sendiri.
Tak, masalahnya, okay, I have to pay back the government the amount of money. Wait, your girlfriend find job. You can try to work it out together and pay that amount of money. So it's not that hard, you know. It's not that hard when you think about it. Take it slowly. I think this MF doesn't think thoroughly. Short brain.
Wow.
Like finding a prawn behind the me or something like that.
Ada udang sebalik mi. Apa bahan mi? Cakap je lah. Udang sebalik mi bongo.
Not udang ni sebalik batu lah.
Udang ni sebalik batu. Udang ni sebalik mi. Siapa sial yang cerita dia tu? Actually dia ada update tau. Tapi aku tak say, what the fuck sial lah.
Tak, aku rasa update dia pun sampah juga. Aku rasa
aku rasa aku ada. Aku ada baca.
Aku rasa not worth the value to read.
Okay. Here's an update. Ada update dia. Okay. Update. Am I the asshole for my making my girlfriend leave the country? I couldn't reply to everyone who commented on my last post, and there were many people who DM'd me, including asking for an update. The general consensus was that I am the asshole. I will just address a lot of the things here, including what happened after my first post. Update. I talked to her over the weekend. She didn't have time to sell her car before leaving, so she contacted me saying she did some paperwork to transfer the car to me. I do understand that she felt hurt, so I told her that I would buy a plane ticket to go see her. She had never once went back to her home country after moving away, so I've never visited her home country. I wanted to show that I am very serious about her and I'm still committed, so I wanted to fly over to visit and talk things out. She immediately turned me down, saying that the flight tickets are expensive and that I still have work. I begged her to let me, and she eventually said that she couldn't forget the stuff that happened and that she couldn't come back from it. I explained my side again, and that while I understand that she is hurt, I shouldn't be forced to take responsibility for her, and that I hope she would be understanding of that. The conversation was long. She said she could never trust me again. She said I never saw a future with her from the start, and I abandoned her. She said it wasn't just about the sponsorship, but it played a big part in it. In the end, she told me that she still loved me, but she doesn't think we should be together. Yeah. To clarify a couple of things, why I didn't want to go through with sponsoring her, blah, blah, blah. Even though I listed that I miss her cooking at first, it doesn't mean that that was the first thing I miss about her. I was just listing it out without thinking about a particular order. And yes, I did miss her terribly. To those who commented, blah, blah, blah. Yes, no one I know has to do anything like this. No one I know has to make a decision whether or not to sponsor a visa. I don't think it's fair for anyone to have to take on this much responsibility and saying that they should feel like gaslighting. Relationship shouldn't be this hard, and having to do something like that doesn't feel normal. For those of you who called me an asshole, how many of you actually have to make a decision like I did? How many of you would actually go with sponsoring a partner's visa? Okay, aku tahu update dia. Aku tahu kau tahu update dia apa, tapi bear in a moment. Okay, like what the fuck, man? Jangan, nanti. Like what the fuck, man? Okay.
Love this for moments, actually.
There is one sentence yang aku cakap yang ditulis, relationship shouldn't be this hard, and having to do something that doesn't feel normal. Fuck way. I mean, like, going having a relationship is easy, yeah.
It's never easy.
Yes, there will be a part of you where a part of a moment when you feel it's easy to have it feels easy to have a relationship, but
it's hard to maintain sometimes.
But hard to maintain, and there's also some hard life as well.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, hard along the way. So it's bullshit, man.
But I think in any relationship, right, we must have some sacrifices from both sides to make it work. Mm. I mean, it's always a roller coaster as well. Mm. But the journey is very rewarding as a couple.
Betul. Okay, macam, okay, this guy has a little bit of selfishness, I would say. Yep. This guy is, I can say that this guy is selfish in a way. Tapi, okay, here's the thing. Kalau kau selfish and kau tak nak ambil tanggungjawab tu, you shouldn't suggest her at the first place. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Like I said earlier.
Yeah.
Kalau kau rasa macam benda tu beban, baik tak ya suggest.
Okay, kalau in case dia cakap apa in the middle of the process, tiba-tiba dia baru perasan yang benda ni agak risky. You already told her. You're already in the midway of the process.
Yeah,
just go for
done
it.
Already.
Yeah.
And then she had done her part.
Yeah.
She had completed all her paperwork.
She doesn't like it at first, but she done the part in the end. Bodoh. Like he pulled up last minute.
Bodoh lah dia. Sumpah bodoh.
Yeah, dia suggest dia yang first lah.
Dia kata mamatnya bangang lah.
Tapi by the time dia trying to straight things out pun, perempuan tu still like.
Yelah, sebab what the fuck, man?
Yelah.
Based on the action, you can tell she's deeply hurt, though. Yeah, even though she admits she still loves him.
Mm. Okay, so there is this one comment. Said, I'm glad she took that decision. You are not someone she could rely on. You offered a solution and waited the last minute to not go through with it. You said it yourself. She had enough money to keep her independence and was actively looking for her job. You decided to play the hero, and as soon as you can, you dropped her. Really? I am really happy for her. She dodged the bullet. Good luck with your life. So, yeah,
it's true. Isn't it?
Yeah, betul lah. Makes sense. Tapi another update. Tapi Amir dah baca, so based on apa yang korang tengok daripada Amir punya reaction, then can it doesn't end good to be honest. Alright, here's a tragic update. Trigger warning: suicide. My ex-girlfriend committed suicide after she broke up with me, and everyone is blaming me. I've posted before about my ex-girlfriend and why we broke up, so I won't get into that here. We dated for almost 5 years before we broke up. A couple of years ago, I received a sum of money from my ex-girlfriend. This happened while I was sleeping as we were in a different time zone, so I only saw it when I woke up. A message that was included with the deposit that said, I hope this helps pay off some student loans. It wasn't a huge sum, but still significant. So I tried to contact her, but I couldn't reach her. Fast forward to last week, a mutual friend of ours wanted to check up on how she was doing, but they couldn't reach her either. They Google searched her name and the country she was in, And through Google Translate, they found out that she committed suicide. No one knows exactly what she died, when she died, but most probably soon after she sent me the money, and no one could find anything about her funeral either. She wasn't close to her family and didn't have that many family members in her country. Other friends found out about it too, and since then, everyone has been blaming me for her death. Obviously, I'm devastated by it too. However, I think it's unfair for people to say that I'm the reason she killed herself, or that I could have helped her. She had depression before when we were dating, and I've always managed to get her to get over it, but problems still did come up from time to time. She was also the one who broke up with me, and after I tried to make things work. This incident was very negatively impacted my relationship with my friends, as I worked with some of them in school. Some very close friends have also stopped talking to me. What do I do? What do I do to convince them that I wasn't my that it wasn't my fault, and how do I get my friends to treat me normally again?
Hot already like this. Padan muka dia bodoh.
Dia nak repair
relationship. Tapi kesan dia perempuan tu.
Dia nak repair relationship dengan kawan dia kan. Bunuh diri juga.
Oh, that's too much already. Too much already, really.
Sorry guys, this is some kind like a trigger warning though. Ni memang tak expect lah sebenarnya. We just wanna read the Reddit post tau.
So as I said to you guys before, it doesn't end well.
Literally.
Literally doesn't
what
end.
What the
well.
Fuck, bro?
Hey, why lah?
That world we live in, that world. So yeah, there's this one
tapi masalah even perempuan tu mati pun, laki ni pun tak sedar diri, bodoh.
Yeah, that's why even after death,
asal dia bodoh sangat.
She doesn't, he doesn't confess.
Oh my god.
His mistake.
And then mesti dia cakap, mesti dia cakap dengan kau dia, apa salah aku?
Dia tak sedar, dude. Sampai dia tanya lagi, what did I do? What the
Even death doesn't change him.
Ignorance.
You know. No, my point is, death is the worst thing ever. He doesn't change him. What can change him really like this?
Kata ada satu.
Apa kepala batu? Ni bukan kepala batu, weh. Ni kepala besi. Titanium.
Man of steel lah.
Okay. Kat sini pun dia ada tulis. She had depression before when we were dating. And I've always managed to get her to get over it. But problems still did come up from time to time. Mamat ni memang sial lah.
He knows she has depression. Why are you being so harsh on her?
Tak, masalah ni kan. Being depression tu kau ingat sekali tu dah lepas takkan datang balik
like, they think it's a small matter, like sekarang cepat habis lah, tak ada depression, like
dia tak pernah kena depression lah. Terus sekarang dia tengah rasa ada depression.
But the audacity for him to say that I still not in the wrong here, doesn't really have to be me.
Even after her death, like, you come out there say in public about this, I say, oh my god, this guy really.
And dia berani gila babi lah, post update macam dia.
In public semua, you know.
Memang sial lah this guy, serious.
The whole world can see this, you know, really.
Kena narcissistic fucker tu.
Sebab tu lah, kau tak nak kongkau.
Ya, memang tak lah.
Even kat dalam komen ni cakap, I remember you. What a piece of work you are. The poor girl is fucking dead and here you are still only thinking and talking about yourself. You wouldn't accept any responsibility for your action in any of your other posts, and I doubt you have grown up any since then. Won't convince anybody you're completely absolved of this anymore than you could convince anybody that you weren't in the wrong the last times either. I'll make it very clear for you. You set this poor woman up for failure and heartbreak, and you did it so selfishly and callously, and no one supported your actions. You forced her from her home, from her dreams of a life with you, and destroyed her belief that you that you love her.
There's one comment saying that I wish I could punch people through my phone. So true.
Betul tu. Aku rasa macam nak pukul
Like Tom and Jerry.
So really. So sini pun ditulis juga, the comment juga. I'll make it very clear for you. You set this poor woman up for a failure and heartbreak, and you did it so selfishly and callously that no one supported your actions. You forced her from her home, from her dreams of a life with you, and destroyed her belief that you loved her. You were her support in her depression, and you took that away too, all because you thought sponsoring her citizenship was too much like a hard work for you. After 5 years together, after you convinced her to apply for citizenship, promised you'd be there for her. Just like there was nothing you could say to convince Reddit you weren't in the wrong before. There are no words to bring your friends back to you. Sadly for you, you were shown everyone exactly what type of person you are, and they don't like what they see. Memang
genius.
What a genius of you, sial.
Bengap tu. Lakin bengap.
Bayangkan
kau jadi perempuan tu, and her very own support system decided to do this.
Yeah.
Very helpless, ya, sumpah tu. Papa.
Sampai ada yang tak percaya tau, yang I seriously hope this is a fake. Because OP is such an asshole and my heart goes out to the ex. I can't imagine what she felt and had to go through. Yalah, macam this is so
sad reality of society.
No, I mean, oi, aku jadi perempuan tu pun aku kata, oh my god.
Bagi aku, the boyfriend ni bukan manusia lah. Dia dapat jadi makhluk lah.
Tapi yang paling paling babi dia ni tak sedar. That's the thing. Siap tanya lagi.
Hey, the death of your girlfriend, ex-girlfriends, yeah.
And you don't admit the mistake.
They don't admit, and he don't admit the mistake. They he didn't as in like feel anything. What the fuck? Are you serious? Aku macam termenung kejap. Tengah aku buat research ni. Aku baca macam, fuck.
Ini mana aku hidup ni.
There's this kind of person, ah. Fuck, man.
In our society, in our world today.
Yeah, in our world today. Like, very tidak berperi kemanusiaan. So yeah, aku rasa aku tak payah tanya kan. Is he the asshole or not?
Of course.
Very clear cut already, you know.
1000%.
He's a massive asshole.
No, because people normally reveal themselves in the worst case scenario, which in this case, she is a death already and still does not admit. Oh my god, it's so clear cut already.
Aduh, aku
macam kalau kita ada di situ kan, aku macam nak langgar kaki dia, pop jatuh. And dia kata, eh, kau ni dah langgar kaki. Aku cakap, ah, kau salah aku.
Pama ni macam tu je.
Ya. Kau dah langgar bahu orang kan. Apa? Kau salah aku. Tahu suruh kau tak tengok depan.
Sipak buntut kan.
Bukan
salah aku.
Macam apa aku cerita yang macam, yang macam in case lah, kalau dua orang nak kahwin ni, seorang dah settlekan dia punya hal, yang ni lagi seorang in the middle of the process tu, macam aku pula lah. Aku rasa kau bukan orang yang baik untuk aku. Kau tak cekimak je. atau sebab dia apa? Aku rasa prosedur sangat hassle lah. Macam tu. Memang babi gitu.
Aku rasa kalau dia punya ex-girlfriend dia tu kan, macam 10 step ahead. Kalau point of view, kalau aku jadi perempuan, aku cakap ah, okay, kita break up. And then dia datang balik kata, oi, tolong ni. Cakap, eh, bukan salah aku.
Well, the thing is, dia dah back end. Lepas tu dia cakap, well, I already back her and she still doesn't want me. So, it's her loss. Macam tu lah. Dia punya tone dia tu lah.
Yeah, the way he speak is...
The way he speak macam...
Explains everything already.
I already explain anything. I already like, I'll try to talk.
That's his tits, yeah.
Wait, memang that's his tits as fuck with this guy. So, yeah. Pretty much...
Yang paling kesannya perempuan tu lah. Jumpa lelaki bangang macam tu. Putus, ya.
Satu je lah. Satu lah masalah dia.
What the fuck? What an interesting Reddit post yang kau bagi.
So lacau. What? And what a way to end our episode here.
A lesson learned.
and aku pun baru cari story ni baru je malam tadi.
Damn.
So aku dah aku dah cari lama. So aku rasa macam tak cukup je. Aku try lah cari yang lain. Yo, tengok lah. What the story that we have here. So yeah, macam mana guys episode kali ni?
agak
menarik Reddit post hari ni.
We learn new experience of how human behavior have become over the last century.
Relationship behaviors.
So ada chance untuk kita buat lagi Reddit macam ni.
Boleh.
Tapi tukar series lain lah. Happy series lah, not the downtrodden series.
Aku cari lah. InsyaAllah aku cari. Tengok macam mana.
Something a bit more towards curiosity than more depressing.
Yeah,
yang ni memang depressing lah.
Depressing.
Babi kau bagi.
Depressing angers.
Yeah, though.
So yeah.
We never expect that tau.
So yeah.
Okay. Kesian perempuan tu.
But all in all, like, rest in peace lah.
Kalau betul lah.
She deserves a better life.
She doesn't deserve this anyway. So yeah. Apa-apa pun, kalau kita orang akan buat kot Reddit post macam ni for Sembang Sampai Terbang and see how it goes from there. So yeah, I'll be ending pasal update intonasi tu. We're still in progress. Belum recording lagi tapi still in progress. But rest assured,
Tapi kita orang tak boleh jamin to be it will be done by this year. Maybe next year kot. See how it goes. So yeah. After all, thank you guys for listening to Sembang Sampai Terbang. I know it wasn't much, tapi this is the only way yang kita orang boleh buat lah to be as active as we can. I mean kita orang sedar ya, kita orang terlalu lama sangat
on off,
terlalu lama sangat berehat.
Anyway, intonasi pun it might be like we will give something yang lain sikit lah.
We'll try that.
Kita orang nak along taking a break, so kita orang macam nak try to make the new season be better than last season.
That's correct. So yeah, so rest assured, I hope you guys just wait lah.
We will update though. We will update on our social media.
Just wait for the surprises
and
mostly kita active kat Instagram, so any updates will be from me and Vicky and Saikid.
Amir tak ada dia di Insta tapi dia tak aktif.
Tak, kalau nak aku boleh je. Mungkin daripada aku YouTube kot. Kita tengok gambar Hamzah tengah barai.
Lah tiba. Okay. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Sembang Sampai Terbang. Siapa yang nak dengar episode ni,
sometimes I stream. Tengoklah.
Yeah. So do listen to Sembang Sampai Terbang. There is available on Spotify, Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Auf Wiedersehen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.